Well, this next song is a beautiful song to give thanks to the Lord. Let's thank you, Jesus, for the blood.
stand together and sing Goodness of God.
Frail you. Testimonies have been wonderful, and as we sang that last song, thank you, or the first song of that set, thank you, Jesus, for the blood, the theme of almost everybody's testimonies was, I was not a good person. Some said I could be evil. I lived a wicked life. The song stated, I was a wretch. I remember who I was. Even for those of us who got saved at a young age, the reality of the fact is we were a wretch. Before we put our faith in Jesus, whether it was 5 years old or 45 years old. We're going to sing a version of When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, and really it's because of the wondrous cross of Jesus that any of us has salvation.
That's right.
On
I want to read this one scripture. You guys, I'll be quick, so come on up. Before we sing this last or this next song, John, 1 John chapter 3, 1 through 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall, would you say it with me, for we shall see him. We shall what? We shall see him as he is. Let's sing on that day.
Yeah. sing, my Father who is waiting for me. Shining brighter than the sun on that day. We will know you as we lift our voice as one. Till that day, we will praise you for your never-ending grace. We will keep on singing on that glorious day. On that day, we will see you shining brighter than the sun. Know you as we lift our voice as one. Till that day, we will praise you for your never-ending grace, and we will keep on singing on that glorious day. And we will keep on singing on that glorious day.
Amen. It's a new one for us, Yet Not I, But Through Christ in Me. It's actually by the same group who just wrote that song on that day.
Chains are released, I can sing.
prepare our hearts for receiving communion today, we're going to sing a song called Gratitude, and then after Gratitude, we'll sing Behold the Lamb. And we sang Behold the Lamb the last time right before we received communion. And that song, I'll introduce it now before we sing Gratitude, but that song, Behold the Lamb, it basically talks about why we receive communion. And we know that the Lord Jesus Christ told us to observe this until he returns, but it breaks through all of the different parts of it. So we'll sing this song, Gratitude, and then Behold the Lamb, and then I'll invite Pastor to come up.
Fall short. I've got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do. Every song must end, and you never do. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. It's not much, I've nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah. I've got one response, I've got just one. Get up and praise the Lord. set for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. Let's stand together and sing Behold the Lamb.
Last line of the song reminds us that we observe the Lord's Supper until he returns. Because when he returns, there will be a marriage supper of the Lamb. And that's what we look forward to. 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, and verses 23 and following, the Apostle Paul gives instruction for the receiving of the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper, or communion, is one of two ordinances of the local church. One is baptism, the other is the Lord's Supper. We believe, as the scripture teaches in 1 Corinthians, that the Lord's Supper is administered by the local church in the gathering of his church among the baptized members of the church. And so it's a special time. And the scripture says this, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come." In this verse, we see that as we commemorate the death of Jesus, of course, the broken bread represents his body broken for us, and the cup represents his blood that was shed for us. We look back at the death of Christ, and it's an important time for us to reflect physically, and we have a tangible element to think about his body broken and his blood shed. So it's an opportunity to look back. But it's not just an opportunity to look back. We also, as this scripture reminds us, we look forward in eager anticipation to the return of Jesus. It could be tonight. Jesus could return. And so at this Lord's Supper, we will look back at what Christ has done. We will look forward for his soon coming. But thirdly, it's very important that we also look inwardly. Part of the reason that the Lord's Supper is given to the local church is because there's accountability. And he tells the church that no one should be given the Lord's Supper and no one should take the Lord's Supper if they have known unconfessed sin in their lives. So I say that very seriously. If you're here tonight and you know that something in your life is dishonoring the Lord, and you have not repented of it and confessed it to him, you should not partake in the Lord's Supper. Or, in the quiet moment of reflection that we're about to have, you can humble your heart before God, you confess your sin to him, and he is faithful and just to forgive and to cleanse from unrighteousness. Verse 27, "Wherefore whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup." This is a time right now for you and I to examine ourselves. We're not going to have any music. We're just going to have a quiet moment for you to spend with the Lord and ask God. If you have a problem with someone that is an unresolved conflict, this is an opportunity to make it right. As I said, if you have a sin that you are willfully, all of us, of course, are sinful. There are sins that we commit that we don't know. But if there are sins that you know are present in your life, this is an opportunity to confess and forsake and partake worthily. Or if you're just not at that point yet, I would encourage you to let the cup and the bread pass and not partake of the Lord's Supper. Let's have a quiet time of self-examination right now. Lord, we pray that you'd show us even now hidden sins in our lives. Lord, help us to, right now in this quiet time, Lord, please show us areas that you want to cleanse us. Lord, we thank you for your cleansing blood. We thank you for the promise of sweet fellowship with you if we confess our sins. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Pastor Eric's going to come and administer the bread with me. If you have children here this evening, I'll trust the parents to know if your boys and girls are prepared to receive the Lord's Supper or to let it pass. We will receive the elements, and then we will take them together. So please wait, and we will partake together. The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you." I ask my dad to stand and ask God's blessing as we receive the bread.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening, and we're just so thankful for your precious Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We're thankful for that day that God became a man. And he lived a sinless life, a perfect life for 33 years. In all points, the Bible says he was tempted as we were, yet without sin. And we're thankful for that body that hung on the cross, paid for the sins of the world. So we thank you, Lord, and we praise you in your glorious name, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. In remembrance of him. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." Pastor Aaron, would you please ask God's blessing on the cup?
Father, we thank you so much for the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you that his blood was shed on our behalf, that he was our substitute, our propitiation, and that his blood was accepted so that we could have eternal life and salvation through it. Your word tells us without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. While the blood of bulls and goats can never take away our sin, this man, Jesus, his blood removed our sin forever. Thank you.
Amen. In remembrance of him. The gospel record says that after supper, they sang a hymn before they departed to the Mount of Olives. Let's sing one closing song this evening. Please stand together. How deep the Father's love.
My ransom, why should
thanks for making tonight a priority. I was encouraged by your attendance here, and you've encouraged me with your singing, your testimony. And I want to thank the music team for doing such a great job tonight. Do you agree? I think clapping is in order. Praise the Lord. They worked so hard on that, and it was special. So I really appreciated it. Let's look to the Lord. Oh, please be making preparation for Easter. Many people have been invited. I know we have some folks traveling that won't be able to be with us, which always makes me sad to have to share you with a different church on Easter Sunday. But those of us who are here, let's be praying. Let's be here. Come early on Easter and just pray that. Let's just pray that someone would come to know the Lord through our church this Easter season. Let's pray for another soul to be saved. And we'll end with that tonight. So let's go to the Lord. I'm going to ask Trav if you'd dismiss in prayer and pray for God to use our church to reach someone this Easter season.
Dear Lord, thank you for bringing us here tonight in remembrance of you through song and praise, Lord. We thank you for the blood that was shed, Lord, and the body that you gave us to pay for our sin, Lord. We just pray that in the coming week, Lord, that you would just help us invite people, Lord, to come to church. We pray for just a great Easter Sunday where we can worship you even more, Lord, through song and praise and with the congregation we have here, Lord. We just pray that we'd be an encouragement for people around us, and that we would bring them closer to you, Lord, and we pray that you would just gloriously save more souls on Easter, Lord. We just love and thank you. Go with us as we go our separate ways. In Jesus' name we pray.
We are so glad that you've taken the time to join us today. If you've been blessed by the message, or if you have placed your faith in Jesus today, we want to hear from you. Maybe you still have questions about what it means to have a personal relationship with Jesus. Please let us know, and we would love to answer those questions from the Bible. We would also be happy to provide you with the Bible and other free Christian resources to help you grow in your faith. You can email us at info@mountgreylockbaptist.com or send us a message on Facebook. You could also call us at 413-662-2107. We would love to hear from you, and our desire is to be a blessing to you in any way that we can. God bless.